and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. You'll be having an exhibit at the Depot that's located on 525 South Broadway in Beverly Shores, or I like to say just north of US 12. We have Aaron Melendez, and he grew up in Northwest Indiana, and he has a whole wide range of things, but he'll be having an exhibit there opening on September 9th and running through the month of September at the Depot. Aaron, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, welcome. Aaron, is this exhibit going to be mostly nature or the nature and dunescapes?
It'll be mostly dunescapes and the nature part. I mean, that includes nature part, but it'll be dunescapes and birds. So not together particular, but separate.
So when you were young, did you find yourself drawing birds in nature, or is that where you started out in art drawing?
Not so much birds. I would draw anything and everything. I mean, from planes to whatever I saw. But as I went along, usually the things that I liked to keep drawing and painting were places I wanted to be.
Can you describe that?
Mostly just outside. I didn't grow up, although I grew up in the area, I didn't go to the dunes quite a lot. And as I got older, I started venturing out more, and I would go there on weekends or whatnot. And I love going there. I love hiking there, and started bird watching, I guess you could say.
Sure. So, Aaron, tell us a little about your background. How you got, Esther started that, but where you went to college, or how you got more into the art, and a little bit about the media that you use.
Okay, so I use watercolor mostly. I'm not limited to watercolor, although it's my preferred medium. I do a lot of digital work as well, which won't be on exhibit here.
Which I love, by the way.
Thank you.
I love the digital work.
Thank you. Yeah, so when I had went to college at the American Academy of Art in Chicago, I went there with a focus to do digital illustration. But as I took some electives, I ventured out and started doing watercolor. I found that challenging. And of course, I like to do things the hard way. So I decided that watercolor was going to be it.
Yeah, watercolor
is very
difficult.
Unforgiving.
And outside of art, you actually were in the Marine Corps. Tell us maybe real briefly about that service that you had. And thank you for your service, by the way.
Oh, yes, this is true. So right out of high school, I went to the Marine Corps. So I was torn in between going to art school or the Marine Corps, or debating on whether I can do both at the same time. So it was kind of mixed. I was able to do the reserves and get a couple of years active through there, and then kind of postpone a scholarship for the American Academy. And so I kind of went there, and then in between deployments, I went back to school and then came back. So it was quite an adventure. It took a little while to graduate.
I'm sure. So your exhibit, what can we expect to see in your exhibit that's coming up at the Depot?
So here we're going to have about half of the paintings will be dunes of the Indiana dunes, different areas. So some there will be Beverly Shores. I got a Michigan City one in there. Mount Baldy will be in there as well. Just different locations. And then there'll be different birds that are found within these areas. So we'll have those as well. And it's all going to be in watercolor. They're not too big. There'll be one large piece, but they're fun. They're very tedious to make, because I like to spend a lot of detail. Most of the work will be representational, if not all of it.
So, Aaron, are the birds all locally found, or do you reach beyond the area for your subject matter?
I do reach beyond, but in this particular show, they'll all be found within the Indiana dunes.
And do you do anything outside of the, our local area? I know you're from that, but are there any topics or subjects that you like to use for as an inspiration for your work?
What's funny is that I like using color in the pieces, and a lot of my favorite artists aren't even representational, even though I paint that way. Like, my favorite would be Mark Rothko, and you're not going to see anything that looks like that. Although you might see a couple of design elements in the background in certain pieces. That,
yeah, very tonal. So, so Aaron, you had, I had read that you, you like the juxtaposition sort of industrial and nature. Do you also paint, are there any of your paintings that include those two dynamics?
I'm not entirely sure I'm going to have that on display, but I have made some pieces that would have like wildlife interacting in ways with our garbage, like things we leave behind. Not so much our garbage, but just showing the human element that it's present. I don't believe I have any pieces that are going to be on display for the show in this area, but yeah, there's a lot of varieties and topics that I like to move into, and I never stay long though because I get bored.
So personally, what are you working on now artistically?
Right now I'm trying to make sure that everything's ready for the show. After that, I think I gotta move into some logo work for the wife and I's company. We'll go that way.
Excellent. Well, we have just about 30 seconds left. Tell us about when the exhibit is, what where it is, and all that type of thing. Tell us, Aaron, some of the wrap-up details here and your website. It'll
be September 9th at the Beverly Shores Depot, and I want to say...
You have 5 to 7 p.m., and it's at Depot is 525 South Broadway, which is just north of U.S. 12. So, and what's your website real quick?
Aaron Melendez. .com.
Okay. And if you want to find out information about the Depot, it's bsdepot.org. Aaron Melendez, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. And his exhibit is opening September 9th, 5 to 7. That's a Friday, a second Friday, as the tradition goes there. Aaron, thank you so much for coming on.
Good opening. Thank you, Aaron.